Steve Godey is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Duluth, and he joins us every so often to tell us why the weather is as cold as it is. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Jay. How are you today?
Fine. How's it? Did we actually have frost on the Iron Range?
We got down to 35 and embarrassed, and there were several areas, a handful below 40. One interesting observation was our co-op observer there by Lake Vermilion, where he had 50 degrees, but his temperature sensor is kind of near that big lake. So this is one of those times where it might be a little nicer to be by one of those inland lakes, which are in the 70s.
Well, actually, the temperatures down here by the shore this morning were better than they were up the hill. So
that's nice.
Yeah, well.
It's tough to get a good weekend for us, and I know that a lot of folks have been looking forward to one, but we might have one in the offing coming up after we get through a few bumps this week.
That would be good. We just finished our 10th annual Dragon Boat race here over the weekend, and it was chilly, but and one little rain squall came through, but otherwise that was not too bad, except that the paddlers were cold, and so was I, because I was calling the race part of the morning. But starting Thursday, it's our annual 4 days of fun and frolic known as the Fisherman's Picnic. And, of course, the Lions Club and everyone involved with it is probably looking ahead, wondering what to expect.
So sure, yeah.
Give us your best shot, Steve.
Well, let's walk through the beginning of the week here, where we do have a couple of chances for some precipitation and maybe some instability causing the chance for some thunderstorms. Best chance looks like, we got two shots here, Tuesday into Wednesday and then Thursday into Friday. Tuesday night looks like we could see a little bit of unsettled weather. Then things turn westerly on Thursday as we start getting another low-pressure system skirting along southern Canada, moving to our west. It should, by Thursday, drag its last bit of precipitation through, but we'll have some northwesterly flow behind that starting for the weekend, which looks like that will be the back edge of the departing low-pressure system. That will bring some kind of offshore winds for you folks, and some winds coming down the hill are oftentimes warmer for you guys there in the bay. It looks like precipitation-wise, as we get into the meat of the weekend, looks very good. It looks to be fairly dry, mostly dry. Temperatures during this week look to be pretty fairly steady. Looks 70 to 75 degrees, and then temperatures dropping down a little bit with midweek storms, but still between 65 and 70. And then as we get down into the weekend, expect mid to upper 60s and to 75 degrees by Sunday afternoon.
Well, then we should be seeing people walking around in their shorts and sandals.
Yeah. We'll just try to keep the wind continuing to be offshore because, that kind of stuff this time of year creates a lot of fog and drizzle. So you saw that saw that this weekend, and you've had enough, I'm sure.
And a lot of fog this past week, too, so that's true. Well, that doesn't sound too bad. That should make the Lions Club folks happy and the Fisherman's Picnic organizers give them a little bit of a spring in their step. So I hope you're right. We won't hold you to it, Steve, but sounds good so far.
All right, Jay. Well, you folks have a great day up there. Get out and enjoy the sun when you see it.
We will indeed. Thanks.
Okay, thanks very much.
Steve Godey is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Duluth. And we talk to a Weather Service individual meteorologist every Monday at this time. So join us again.